This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Getting ready to give the shots, at least from a managerial point of view, is Dr. John Lewin, CEO of Emory Healthcare, Georgia's largest healthcare provider. Thank you for connecting with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, David. Thank you for inviting me.
So there you are, Georgia's largest healthcare provider. You ready to start giving out some vaccine?
We are just excited to do it, and we are completely ready to move forward as soon as we get it.
There's not going to be enough for everyone, so what are the thoughts about, first of all, your staff, who will get it first?
Yeah, so we've spent a lot of time thinking about how to prioritize what is a scarce resource, and we've really based it on sort of the guiding bioethical principles of maximizing benefits, minimizing harm, making sure we mitigate health inequities, promoting justice, promoting transparency. And really, there are a couple of overall rationales in how we prioritize, because it's pretty clear the initial supply will be less than the number of healthcare workers who are interested in getting the vaccine. So we're looking at prioritization based on the geography. We're going to start with people in the emergency rooms, the intensive care units, obviously including our many COVID intensive care units. We're going to continue to look at risk factors and, importantly, the essentiality of preserving our ability to deliver care. And importantly, that's not just the doctors and nurses, but it's many of the people, the respiratory therapists, the lab techs who run the lab, who come into contact with potentially infectious materials, as well as people you might not think about, our environmental services people. The people who clean the rooms are critical as well.
It's so interesting because, I mean, someone on the outside might have thought you just needed to wait for your orders from, let's say, the Centers for Disease Control, or let's say, some office for the state of Georgia. But you seem to have quite a lot of latitude to make these decisions for your employees.
Well, we've been in fairly constant contact with our Georgia Department of Public Health, and as well as the CDC. We're fortunate the CDC is actually sitting about a stone's throw from my office at Emory. So we're very close with both of them, and they're providing overall guidance. But really, their guidance is more on the order of, you know, phase 1A, which is healthcare workers, you know, on the front lines, or healthcare workers with direct or indirect contact with patients or infectious materials, and then the long-term care facilities and employees. But within the individual health systems and healthcare workers, it'd be challenging for them to give really universal guidance because you have organizations like ours with, you know, 26,000 people, and you have small rural hospitals where there may be 100 employees or 200 employees. So to give that kind of detailed guidance, especially for a complex organization like ours, would be tough from CDC. So you're right. We actually have spent time not only working on our own, but also helping through the Georgia Hospital Association, helping to inform other hospitals and healthcare systems how we're doing it to help them decide what might be good guidance as they develop their plans.
Now, this is for your people, but what about prioritizing who gets the shots for the more general public? That's got to be someone else.
CDC has really come up with the major guidance, and it's similar. The National Academy of Medicine had a committee that also looked at prioritization across the whole population, and they've really come to consensus between those two organizations on how we do it. And they've given us a list of phases, different phases that we'll go through as we get to prioritizing the entire group. And again, it starts off with healthcare personnel and long-term care facility residents. It goes to essential workers. Then it goes to adults with high-risk medical conditions, people over 65. And that guidance, again, has come out strong. And we're ready to start vaccinating the broader public as soon as we get to those individual phases.
Now, this may sound like a little too much of a practical question, but I am curious. How's it going to work on your staff? I mean, your employees won't be able to see the whole list in ranked order. Will they get like a set of emails saying today's your day? How will it work as a practical matter?
Yeah, we have work groups who have worked on the operating models to get this done. And this is a tremendous logistic as well as information technology challenge. So we've set up the digital processes in our employee management systems so that we will be able to send out email invitations to those people who are next on the list. And it's going to say something along the lines of, you are next for vaccination. Here is our scheduling system. Please schedule your appointment. And we are going to do it purely on appointments for our healthcare workers. And if you're not interested in getting the vaccine right now and want to wait, let us know so we can go farther down the list. It's all going to be done digitally through our scheduling system we've set up for this. And importantly, it will also then trigger the second dose scheduling.
You raise an interesting issue. There are some people who, for maybe immediate health reasons, may not want to get the shot right away. Others may just have reluctance. That's an issue for the wider society. Is Emory Healthcare thinking about ways to do outreach to the more general public with so many people with questions about the safety of this whole thing?
We are, and we're spending a fair amount of time and effort on getting the messages around COVID in general out. We actually created a community outreach program that specifically reaches out to the African-American and Latinx communities in Metro Atlanta to try to make sure people are getting the right information about COVID, about testing, and now about vaccination as well. So that's a big part of our mission, again, as the major academic healthcare system in the state, to make sure we're doing our job of helping people understand the true information and allowing them to make an informed decision about when they get the vaccine. There's a big segment of the population who are hesitant about getting the vaccine, mostly because it appears to have been rushed. Well, we are convinced with the FDA's work with the Vaccine and Related Biologic Advisory Committee that's going to be meeting this week about the Pfizer vaccine and next week about the Moderna vaccine. We know the people on that committee. They are strong scientists. We actually took part in the Moderna phase one and phase three trials. So our scientists also have had a chance to really dig in. And we're convinced it's not going to be released under emergency use authorization until a lot of really good and smart people have decided it's both safe and effective. So we're going to try to get that message out. And again, we're hopeful that within the healthcare workforce, once it's available, there will be a whole lot more people who want to get it as soon as possible than there are the people who are hesitant and want to wait and see how it goes in the first set.
Pretty amazing, though. I mean, if you think back to March of this year, when we were getting a much stronger sense of just how bad this pandemic would be, the idea that you and I would be having this conversation in early December about how to get an actual vaccine into people's arms, it's been a dramatic road to be able to have that option so quickly.
Well, we're battling a virus that shows no signs of slowing down anytime soon, and really ensuring that healthcare personnel are healthy and able to heal the sick is essential. Making sure that we take care of vulnerable populations is essential. There are so many ethical, operational, and healthcare challenges that we as a country really have never had to face before. So this is an historic battle. It's going to require continued working together in order to really conquer this foe.
John Lewin is CEO of Emory Healthcare, Georgia's largest healthcare provider. Dr. Lewin, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.